You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 21. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Okay, and welcome back to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I am Jackie Ulmer. Today on this podcast, we're going to get back into some online marketing, and we're going to cover some Twitter basics and tips to push your content out there, to push your brand out there, and ultimately your business and your team out online. But first, let's talk about the question of the week. And I love this question because I run into this all the time and it's so frustrating to me. And so I address this question regularly. And my hope is that if you're listening and you fall into this category, you're going to listen long and hard to this message, this question and the message back. And the question is, there's so much to spend money on that keeps promising to make our efforts to make money online better. When do we stop and say, I think I have enough? Well, this is a great question. The reality of it is, and here's the answer, if you're not taking action on the content that you've already purchased, the training that you've purchased, whether it's getting your blog up and going, whether it's starting your list, whether it's learning social media basics, getting out there, if you haven't gotten yourself to the point through these trainings that you're out there taking action, then please stop. You have enough. You definitely have enough. I know for me, when I first started online, I bought, actually, I think it was 2 manuals to begin with. Everything kept telling me to build a website. So I did just that. I built the website. I didn't even think about lead capture or anything else till I got the website built. Then I added lead capture, and then I got out there online and started marketing myself and marketing my business. Then from there, you can branch off and do other things and learn about social media. But if you don't have the basics, if you don't have your hub of the universe, your blog and your lead capture to take people back to, what's the point of being out there? How are you going to know that they came? How are you going to drive traffic? How are you going to capture leads to know who to follow up with? There's no limit to the bright, shiny objects out there that promise you the moon. But here's what I'm going to promise you. I've made my fortune online by following a few consistent daily action steps. I blog regularly and create that content. I engage in video marketing, which also goes on my blog. And then I'm out there in social media, promoting that content, engaging with people, and attracting an audience back to me. I work on search engine optimization a little, but that's basically it. From there, I'm just full speed ahead on the action steps that create results in my business. So I hope that makes sense to you, because I hate to see you rack up, you know, $10,000 and more in credit card debt, which I've seen before. All right, so enough of that question. Although it's a great question, I could spend hours on that particular topic because it's near and dear to my heart. You know, I believe that you have to invest in your education. I really do. I've certainly invested in mine, but nothing that I've invested in really has sat on the shelf. Now, there have been a few times in later times when I bought some things and put them on the shelf, got them for, you know, what I felt like was a great deal, got caught up in the bright, shiny object syndrome, and purchased it. But there's nothing that I haven't listened to at some point or come back to later. So I just really hate to see you spend a whole ton of money if you're not taking action. So let's get into Twitter basics for network marketing and your online business. So I like to call this Twitter 101. And that starts kind of with answering the first question, what is Twitter, right? Well, Twitter is a short message communication tool that allows you basically to send out messages, which we call tweets, of up to 140 characters long to people who subscribe to you, and those are called followers. Okay, so it's friends on Facebook, followers on Twitter. Your tweets can include a link to any web content, which could be a blog post, a website, page, a PDF document that you have, a YouTube video, could be just about anything, a photograph even. And we know that a picture is worth 1,000 words, so adding an image to a tweet greatly expands what you can share to beyond the 140 character limit, right? So keep that in mind. People will follow or subscribe to your Twitter account, and then you can also follow or subscribe to other people. This allows you to read, reply to, and easily share their tweets with your followers. That's called a retweet. So, how is Twitter unique? That's a question that is often asked because all of the social platforms are different, and I'm going to get into that. Twitter is called microblogging because of the short, disconnected messages that it distributes. It's social messaging, basically. It's an event coordinator, a business tool, a news reporting service, and a marketing utility, all rolled into one. Now, Twitter shares some features with the most common social media sites, such as Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Google+, and YouTube. However, the differences really are what define Twitter and make it quite unique. And it's always important to know the difference between all of the social sites because they are different, and how you do business within them is going to vary based on that. Facebook, well, a tweet is like a short Facebook status update. However, with Twitter, every tweet arrives at every follower's feed. Now, that follower may not ever see the feed if they're offline, but it's unlike the filter of Facebook, which uses EdgeRank. Pinterest. Well, Twitter allows you to share photographs and provide commentary in your tweet. However, with Twitter, it's much easier to have conversation around a shared image than with the comment feature that is there on Pinterest. LinkedIn. Well, a tweet is like a short LinkedIn status update. And LinkedIn is really based on trust. It's built on more business-oriented relationships and two-way agreements. Twitter allows you to follow anyone, including strangers. And that can be helpful when you target potential customers, but they don't necessarily follow you back, and they don't have to follow you back. And if they don't, they're not necessarily going to see what you put out there unless you include their username in your tweet, which we'll talk about in a little bit when we get to actual tweets and the different types of tweets. Google+. Well, a tweet is like a short Google+ status update. And Twitter also, like Google+, allows you to organize people into lists, and that can help you organize conversations, kind of similar to Google Groups, and you actually have a friends list feature on Facebook as well. And then there's YouTube, and a tweet can contain a link to a video. However, Twitter doesn't allow you to create a channel or organize your videos for easy location and commentary, so it's a little different in that regard. So there you have the basics of the differences and the similarities in the social platforms. So Twitter is social messaging. It's a cross between blogging and instant messaging, and even that doesn't quite describe it. It's unique in its own regard. So kind of to put it bluntly and simply, Twitter is social messaging with the ability to follow people and have followers and the ability to interact with Twitter on your cell phone as well. That's one of the beauties I love about so many of these social sites is that with applications today on your smartphone, you can, be involved on the go. It's a great social messaging tool. Whether you're out on the town and you want to coordinate a group of people to a hotspot, or maybe keep people informed of developments at a company-sponsored event, and even, as we've seen, worldwide events, life-changing events, tragedies such as the Boston Marathon, earthquakes, the tornadoes in Oklahoma, different things like that. I mean, sadly to bring up tragedies, but Twitter has allowed us at times to really keep in touch with what's going on, really with the pulse of it. I remember a couple of years ago when there was a subway incident, and you know, really people were able to find out very quickly information about their loved ones who had their phones and were able to tweet. So it's definitely social messaging and a way to keep people informed. It's a great tool, as I just shared, for quickly communicating a message to a group of people. And Twitter is also like news reporting. Think of CNN or Fox News, the news ticker that streams across the bottom of the TV. In a digital world that's relying on the internet more and more for news, that streaming ticker is Twitter. So large events, sporting events, concerts, big outdoor festivals, they've all shown what a great resource Twitter can be for reporting on the news, getting information out there quickly to a huge group of people, a small group of people, which can then be retweeted and passed on. It's funny, a simple tweet to 100 people could ultimately have the ability to connect with millions of people as others retweet that message out there. So it gives us faster and more immediate information than a blog does, and it's kind of been embraced as the new media of the blogosphere, and it's won acceptance in traditional media outlets as well. You'll see all the time on news reports, you know, tweet us at this, follow us on Twitter, different things like that, because news organizations have realized that it's very effective for them to get involved in Twitter and generate an audience and be able to keep their brand and their message out there all day, all night. Well, Twitter is also social media marketing. It's become a favorite target for social media marketing. And this new form of getting the message out has been used effectively by Barack Obama in two presidential campaigns now that we know. And it's also used by everyone from magazines to celebrities, movie stars. Ashton Kutcher has used it most effectively and did for a long, long time. You know, Charlie Sheen probably wishes he hadn't used Twitter quite so much, but it's definitely a way to connect with an audience and get your message out there. So, and it's pretty simple to set up. Ideally, I recommend using your name if possible. Pick a photo. As I've shared in other podcasts and information, use a standard photograph across all the social platforms for easy brand, face, and name recognition. You're going to create an interesting bio. Again, it's short. I believe in your bio it's 160 characters, but it's got to be short. And then you can have a website link. And now you can also include YouTube videos. They kind of show up as you post videos there. Your profile has really gotten rich with content that it shares. And if you're looking for the basics on setting up your Twitter account, go to YouTube and type in how to set up my Twitter profile. I don't want to get into all the how-tos here because it's really more of a visual type thing, but YouTube really is your best friend for all that type stuff. And now you're ready to get started tweeting. Now, here's one thing to keep in mind. Good tweeting is an acquired skill, and the more you do it, the more you watch others, the better you get at it. And the more you spend time in the 140-character world, you're going to slowly learn your way around and pick up what we call the best practices for Twitter. So give yourself a little time to get your feet wet, to listen and lurk to what others are doing out there, and then jump in when you feel comfortable. You'll start talking out there as you get your bearings. So let's talk about the five primary types of Twitter messages. Well, the first one is a tweet. That's what it's called, which is a message that you send out and it goes to the news feed or the Twitter feed of everyone who follows you. This is basically the heart of Twitter communication. The second type of tweet is the at reply. This is a message you send out as a reply to a message that you received. Now, the at reply is a public message that mentions the Twitter username of the person, and it shows up in the tweet stream of everyone who follows both of you and on the at connect or the mentions page of the Twitter user. I'm going to give you a little tip on this here in just a minute, though, about using that at reply feature so that more people can see it. Now, the third type of tweet is called a mention. Okay, that's a mention. A mention is a message you send out that mentions another Twitter username. It's similar to the at reply, but a little bit different. Number four, the direct message. This is a private message, and you can only send a private or direct message to those who follow you. And then the fifth and final type is a retweet. That's when you retweet someone else's tweet, something else that somebody shared that you find of value. It's called sharing over on Facebook. Here on Twitter, that would be known as retweeting it. So you can retweet it, or someone reshares your information, something you share, that's a retweet. And it's super easy to do with Twitter, and it's a very politically correct thing to do. People like to be retweeted, and it helps you get retweets as well. So now let's get into some tips for effective Twittering or tweeting. I want to remind you of this, and I've said this before about other things. You want to be a voice, not just an echo. Don't just tweet your status or give your opinion either. Despite the big what's happening box, Twitter's not the place to simply just tell people your status. It needs to be interesting, it needs to be relevant, needs to be news and noteworthy, and it needs to be all these things to someone other than just you. You want to share valuable content out on Twitter, things that are generic that can help people. Now, here's that tip that I talked about. You don't want to start a tweet with the at sign and then a username. Now, I mentioned in the second type of tweet that the at reply, or the reply, is the second most common. But when you start a tweet with the at sign, it's only going to go to the person who you're tweeting, and only in the newsfeed of the of those people who follow both of you. This is an essential lesson, and it's buried deep in Twitter's frequently asked questions. They don't share this. And it may seem like a minor technical tip, but it's one that really separates the novices from the pros. So listen up. It's important. It's an easy mistake to make when you're new. But again, when you start a tweet with the user's profile, it's only going to send the tweet to that user, and it will only show up for those people who follow both of you. So if you were to tweet at Jackie Almer, "Hey, great Twitter tips you shared on your podcast," I'm the only one that will see it, which is fine if that's all you want to do. But if you kind of want to get yourself out there to my followers and others who follow you that might be interested in what you're doing, you want to make sure that you don't do that. Okay, so you can do a couple of things. You can plug the name at the end. So instead, you might say, "Great Twitter tips you shared today." That's hard to say. That's a tongue twister. "Great Twitter tips you shared today on your podcast at Jackie Almer." Then that will go into the newsfeed of everyone who follows me and who follows you, and other people can retweet that will see it can retweet that out as well. Now, sometimes you don't want to do that. Sometimes you only want it to go to just a few people, and so you can use the at reply. But, you know, that can be limiting too, depending on what some of your goals are in social media. And remember, a big part of our goals is to further our brand, further our audience and our reach, and there's nothing wrong with borrowing from the followers of others. So in that case, you definitely want to make sure that you don't limit yourself by starting all of those with the at username sign first. You want to bury it further. Now, I'm going to give you a little tip of something that can help with that. So if you want to start with the username to draw attention, what you want to do first is you want to use just a simple period, just a dot, and then the at username, and that's going to separate the difference. The dot or the period that you use isn't going to be out of place or even noticed by most people, but Twitter will pick it up as the start of the tweet. They will see that symbol, and they won't read the at sign until after that, which helps it go right into everybody's newsfeed that you want to see it. So that's just a little tip. When you want more than just that person to see it or just their followers, you want to make sure that you're using the period sign. Okay, so there you go. Now, another Twitter tip. Don't just mass follow people. Follow your interests instead. A trick that some people use quickly to gain followers, and although this has changed a good bit, but sometimes people do that, is to mass follow a bunch of people in hopes that they'll follow you back. Here's the thing, though. We're really looking for quality and not quantity. I'd rather have 100 followers who pay attention to my every tweet than 10,000 who I'm just lost among the masses, who don't really care who I am or even really know who I am or what my brand and my message is. Okay? You want real life people who are interested in what you have to say that follow you back, not just people who will follow anyone. And here's another tip. Don't always just follow back. just as you don't want to mass follow people, you don't want to always follow people back either. Even if you're inclined to follow everyone who follows you, there's no reason to follow spam accounts, and some of them are. So you want to take the time to check out who you're following and don't follow those that are obviously trying to spam you. Believe me, in the long run, your Twitter feed is going to thank you for this. Another tip, use lists to organize followers. Twitter can be put to a lot of great uses, but if you want to really use it to chat with friends, family, engage the Twitter community at large, talk to other social media people, talk to others in network marketing, and truly follow your own interests. Maybe you enjoy wine, hiking, maybe you're a, the Worldwide Wrestling Federation enthusiast, whatever it is. If you have interests like that, you can take the time to separate those who you follow into separate lists. And then you can actually go into those lists and just follow those news feeds at different times. Again, go to YouTube if you have any questions on how to set some of this up. Just type it into the search box of YouTube, how to set up Twitter lists, and it'll quickly show you how to do that. Okay, another great tip, use hashtags. The hashtags are designated by the number sign or the pound sign, you know, two straight up and two across. And the hashtag is paired with a word or phrase, and it performs a variety of functions. Twitter users attach hashtags to tweets as search mechanisms, and these are categorizing tools as well as marketing tactics. This improves the chance that other Twitter users will find your tweet in targeted Twitter searches. So an idea, I like to use hashtag DS tips for direct sales tips, hashtag MLM tips, hashtag WAM, work at home mom, or I spell out work at home, or online business, or entrepreneur, different things like that. That way when people actually go into Twitter doing research and they type that hashtag sign into the search box, followed by anything that you're actually using, your tweets are going to follow up or fall into that, and that gives you a better chance of having those Twitter users follow you. So you can also think of ways that you can use hashtags for your product attraction. So maybe you do weight loss. So it'd be hashtag weight loss, hashtag fat loss, hashtag anti-aging, hashtag energy drink, hashtag skincare. Whatever it is that your product line is, you can also use hashtags for that, and you never know what kind of interest that you're going to pick up. Post frequently, but don't overwhelm people. A good rule of thumb is 8 to 15 tweets a day. Keep them short enough to retweet. Remember, 140 characters is the max, so you want to leave 12 to 15, subtract 12 to 15 from that so that other people have the ability to retweet what it is you posted. And like anything, you want to avoid too much self-promotion. You can also connect Twitter to your Facebook page. So if you're using Twitter to promote your blog or website, you can avoid making multiple updates to multiple places by connecting Twitter to Facebook. You don't want to abuse this, though, because there is that rumor out there that Facebook, using their edge rank that they do to decide who and what and where sees your status updates, you don't want to use a third-party tool too often because rumor has it Facebook weights those with less heavy emphasis. You want to be active. You don't want to just link to your website or your web feed to your Twitter profile. Post messages. Make your Twitter page a place to connect with your readers. You want to engage people. You want to ask questions. You can conduct polls. Find ways to engage your followers in the discussion. And promote your profile. Add a link to your Twitter profile to your blog, your website, as part of your signature in email messages and discussion forums. This can increase your Twitter followers dramatically if you're out there sharing good content and engaging in good social media practices. Respond to messages. Always pay attention to who mentions you. Set this up in your calendar to do on a daily basis. If you aren't following them, then maybe you want to. You can certainly check out their Twitter feed to make sure that it's someone who shares information that you want to follow. And if you do get a direct message from people and it's something that's valuable and not just spam, make sure you take the time to respond to what it is that they're saying to you, definitely. And then retweeting is a great way to generate interest in you. When someone tweets something of interest, you can retweet it. It's a great way to participate in the Twitter community, get people involved, and get other people noticing you. So as you get out there as part of your social media marketing plan for the day, when you're spending a few minutes out there on Twitter, get into the newsfeed and retweet, you know, three or four things that you find of interest that others might find of interest too. That can help you gain a large audience and following when you're retweeting the right stuff. And then finally, there's Follow Friday. I don't see this as much as I used to, and it's not something that I've engaged in a whole lot, but Follow Friday is basically a tip for promoting those people who you follow, and it's usually hashtag FF is what I've seen most often. I've also seen hashtag Follow Friday, but that's long and uses up a lot of characters. But you can promote the people who you follow and who you engage with, and the idea is that hopefully many of them are going to send you out as a great person to follow on Follow Friday. But remember, it's 140 characters long when you're promoting it. It's basically just, you know, hashtag FF, and then the at username of each person who you're promoting. That's a little bit on how Follow Friday works. So I know by now you may be thinking, gosh, all of this stuff can be so overwhelming. How can I get out there and stay productive? So I want to give you some tools for productivity, some third-party applications that you can use to help you be productive out there. The first one I'm going to mention is Hootsuite.com. That's HOOTSUITE.com. Hootsuite.com. And it'll be in the show notes over at JackieAlmer.com/021. I know you're probably thinking also, who names these sites? I have no idea. I have no idea what Hootsuite stands for or how it came about, but I'm sure you can Google it and find out. I'm not really that interested, but it is an interesting question. Hootsuite lets you manage your entire Twitter and social media experience from one easy-to-use interface. You can link in Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google Plus pages. And plus, you know, there's other social content apps for YouTube, Instagram, and more that's about out there. And creating an account is easy and it's free. Just go to Hootsuite.com. You can log in using your Twitter username and password. Then you can add a profile there for each account you want to manage. And then you can get going. And you can post live or pre-scheduled tweets. You can check stats and analytics right from the dashboard, and you can search Twitter for keyword information from it as well. It just makes it a great place to pre-schedule that information you want to go out, as well as keep up to date with what's going on in other social sites besides just Twitter from one easy location. Again, use YouTube. Go over there and you know, type into their search box how to get set up on Hootsuite, and you'll find some great tools over there to help you. You can also do at replies and direct messages through Hootsuite. You can just do so much from it. And, you know, you can even start with what is Hootsuite at YouTube, and it's really pretty simple to set up. Now, I mentioned being careful about third-party apps with Facebook. You want to be careful how you use these type sites. It makes your job easier, but you don't want to use, for instance, Hootsuite's URL shortener because it wraps your links under their proprietary Hootsuite bar, and it deprives you of incoming links when people retweet your website. So you'll get familiar with that when you're over there posting information in. It'll ask if you want to use a shortener. Don't use the Hootsuite shortener because you want those incoming links to come to you and not to Hootsuite. So they got something going on there. Now, another productivity tool, Social Oomph, SocialOomph.com. Again, I have no idea who names these, but it's another productivity tool that you can use for pre-scheduled tweets out there. And then there's also BufferApp.com, BufferApp.com. They all work just a little bit differently, but they also work the same. You'll want to play around and find those ones that are easiest for you. I find Buffer App to be a simple one when I'm just kind of on a day-in, day-out basis getting some things set up there so that I've got content going out there versus, and you can do it quick and kind of on the fly versus sitting down and making a very conscious, organized decision to get some tweets scheduled out there, you know, a month at a time. So you can play around. Again, you can type all those into the search box over at YouTube and learn a little bit more about setting those up. And then don't forget, iPhone, your smartphone, there's applications on all of these that really allow you to make good use of your downtime at the grocery store, at kids' activities, different things like that. That's when I use a lot of my time to engage in social media. Now, before we go for today, I want to share with you a great tool that you can use to create team culture, invite prospects, and create curiosity around your business. And that's to schedule what's called a Twitter or a tweet chat. A Twitter chat or a tweet chat, it's a public Twitter conversation around one unique hashtag. This hashtag allows you to follow the discussion and participate in what's going on. You'll see these a lot of times with big social events that are going on. A lot of company conventions do these, generic conventions, sporting events, festivals, all type things. A lot of times you'll see, you know, please tweet about us and use the following hashtag, whatever it is. I know with my Real Savvy Success Gals, we use hashtag Real Savvy. That's what we like people to tweet about when they attend our events, when they listen to our Wednesday mentoring calls, or whatever it is. So you want to, you know, create a hashtag around whatever the tweet chat is that you want to do. These are usually recurring and on very specific topics. This allows you then to regularly connect with people with similar interests. Now, the best thing is to understand how to run one kind of by participating in a few. And you can actually kind of even run your own to begin with and make it small. You can set a date and a time, invite your tribe or a small number of your leaders or people on your team to come and be part of it and participate. And then you can determine what that hashtag is going to be. And the moderators can be your own team members, the most active members of your community or your close social media contacts. You want to have moderators because you want to have people that are engaging and answering questions as people go along. Because, for instance, if let's say you're the one that's sharing the information, you set up this tweet chat, and you're going to cover specific topics in very short bursts of Twitter comments, right? So you want to have people that are there engaging and answering questions as people are chiming into the conversation because it's hard for you to do both. So let me kind of share the order that these go in, kind of how it runs, and then that'll give you a better understanding. So you set up a tweet chat, you identify your moderators, who's going to help you out with this, and then you define what the hashtag or hashtags, and I really only recommend one, especially for just getting started, you define what that's going to be. Then you invite people to the discussion. You can send an invitation in many different ways. You can even create a Facebook event that you're running over on Twitter. So you can definitely do that. So you set the time, you set the hashtag, you invite people, and then you get started. Everybody can go over to Twitter, they can type the hashtag into the search box, and that's going to put them into the feed of everything that's going on with that Twitter chat. So you want to start certainly by welcoming those people, invite people through your, you know, through your own tweets. Anybody that's joining in on the tweet chat, you know, focusing on hashtag Real Savvy, for instance, you know, please say hello, identify yourself. We want to know that you're here. You welcome those people. You have your moderators there to help welcome them. And then you want to start the discussion. And you want to try to keep it as focused on your topic as possible. You can let people know from the very beginning what the topic's going to be, what you're going to be discussing, what the hashtag is, and that you really want to keep the discussion centered around that, and that either you will or you won't be answering other questions. Or you can ask people to wait to the end and answer those other questions if that works out better as well. So you want to help, and your moderators can help keep that discussion focused. You want to promote the chat regularly. You want to invite new members. You want to do this on a regular basis. And then toward the end, you want to summarize the different parts of the discussion that you covered. At the very end, ideally, you want to give a list of tools and resources that you mentioned, any place that people can go to find a summary, to find out more information, and that type thing. So that's really an idea of how it should run. Again, that checklist, start with your welcome, you know, start, create your invitation, invite people, let them know the hashtag, start with a welcome introduction, announce what the topic's going to be, tweet your own thoughts and ideas on that topic, give at least 5 minutes for your participants to share their ideas, and certainly retweet out, as they're retweeting your information, you want to retweet any of their good information too. You want to summarize the most important points as you go along, And you can ask questions. So you can ask questions to engage your participants. And as you do, you want to label the questions like Q1, Q2, to make it easy for your chat participants to answer and encourage discussion. So as you ask question number one, as they respond, ask them to include Q1 in their tweet back. You can retweet and summarize the best answers. And then you can share some related tools and links and invite your chat participants to share their own as well, if that's appropriate to what you're doing. You can announce the upcoming end of the chat, thank everyone for participating, and then tweet the chat conclusions. And then if you have it pre-scheduled, you can announce the next chat, the day, the time, and the topic. And then ideally, you can use your blog as a summary. You can create a blog post with the summary and talk about the most important things that happen, reshare those resources, and even recommend people on Twitter that your participants may want to follow. Well, are you ready to get out and start tweeting and retweeting and at replying and doing all those fun things? I hope this has given you some solid ideas and you're really ready to take on this tool to market yourself. Have some fun, play around with it. Remember, you can't really mess things up. As long as you're not blatantly spamming people, you're going to be fine. Remember that online, we're all about content and then marketing that content. It's not just about relying on the search engines to drive traffic, because remember, only one person ever can be at the number one spot on Google, and only 10 people can be on page one. So you don't want to rely on just search engine traffic. The steps that you take to drive that traffic will always, and I do mean always, outperform the search engines in terms of quality of lead that you generate. When people come to you because they know it's you, it's amazing. So to learn more about social media marketing and becoming the hunted in your business, in other words, getting prospects to come to you, pre-sold and interested in your business, check out my ebook, MLM, the Internet, and You. And you can just go to MLMinternetandyou.com and learn more. So that's it for today's podcast. Again, the show notes will be over at JackieAlmer.com/021. You'll find the show notes there and all the resources that I mentioned. Announcements, don't forget about the RealSavvySuccess.com event coming up September 19th through 21st, 2013 in Salt Lake City. You can go to RealSavvySuccess.com for more information and to get tickets. And if you have questions for the podcast, I would love to get those answered. I truly love your questions. And I love it when you leave it to me in spoken format and put your blog in there so I can give you a little plug. You can go to JackieAlmer.com/question, and off to the right, you'll see the little SpeakPipe icon. Click on that that says, send me a message, and then record your message just using your built-in microphone and let me know what your question is, as well as put a little plug in there for your blog or your website. Now, it has to be a viable question to get listed, obviously. I get some people sometimes who just want me to plug their blog. Sorry, I don't do that. It's got to be a question of value for our readers, because we are all about value. And if you found this helpful, I would really appreciate it if you would rate the podcast. You can go to iTunes.com, just type in Jackie Almer, Street Smart Wealth, Profit in Your PJs, or any combination of that, and you'll find it. Give me a rating, give me a review, tell me what you think about it. I would love to hear it. And then remember, when you're on the go, you can listen on Stitcher, Beyond Pod, TuneIn Radio, Pocket Pod, or your favorite podcasting device on your smartphone. So again, thanks so much, and I will see you on next week's podcast. Make it a great day. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.